There has been more political upheaval in one of the world's youngest nations, East Timor. That country's president says that he'll step down unless the prime minister takes responsibility for violence that has hit the capital. East Timor became independent from Indonesia in 1999, and it was supposed to be a model for UN nation building. Now, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the United Nations is planning to beef up its presence there again.
UN Special Envoy Ian Martin is going back to East Timor later this week to draw up plans to send in more police. This is a trip he has made often over the years. Martin was working in East Timor in 1999 when Indonesia's army and pro-Indonesian militias went on rampages in the wake of a vote for independence. He says it's depressing to see the capital Dili erupt in violence once again.
The destruction is nothing like on the scale of 1999, so it's not going to pose such a great challenge of reconstruction. But on the other hand, in many ways, it's even sadder to see that this time it's violence among East Timorese themselves rather than the external factor that was there in 1999.
Martin says UN diplomats and member states are trying to draw lessons from East Timor. UN troops pulled out last May, and many officials now argue that was too soon. Martin says it's impossible to know whether a UN military presence could have prevented the latest violence, which he blamed on the political rivalries within the armed forces.
There were serious problems inside the East Timorese Defense Force and indeed inside the police. And I think the warning signals that those tensions which led the security sector to implode, those warning signals perhaps weren't heeded soon enough.
The violence started after East Timor's prime minister fired nearly a third of the army. Now a multinational force is once again patrolling the streets of Dili. Ian Martin's mission is to figure out how many UN police should return and whether the UN should take over the multinational force. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, questions this idea and dismisses the argument that the UN forces left too soon.
Nobody predicted this outcome of violence, which is tangentially related at best to the independence struggle from Indonesia. So in that sense, unless you're prepared to say UN peacekeepers should remain in countries the subject of peacekeeping operations forever, there was no warrant to say that UN forces left East Timor too soon.
UN envoy Ian Martin now has a difficult balancing act.
It's clearly a dilemma to balance the importance that an independent country exercises sovereign powers in reality as rapidly as possible, but also making sure that it continues to have support and even a certain amount of guidance from the international community as it does that.
While diplomats in New York debate how much more the UN should and could do, Martin says they agree on one thing, that East Timor can't be left as a failed state. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.